Guess where we are?
Doing a podcast.
That's right. And guess what day it is?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. It's the day of love. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in my loins.
All the places I want you to feel things.
People better watch out today.
Man, like LA better be careful.
Don't get too close to me. I might pounce on you.
Oh, friends and listeners, you will be receiving this podcast after Valentine's Day, but Kristen and I felt really, really compelled to have a date together on Valentine's Day and welcome you into our date because we love to romance each other. We love being best friends and wives and all the things. And we just thought it would be so fun to give you a love bomb explosion of love, whether you love Valentine's Day, think it's a silly Hallmark holiday that you don't care about at all, you think it's a good excuse to get discount chocolate the day after, whatever your take on it is, we just thought it represents an opportunity to celebrate love, so why not?
Oh, and doesn't it feel so good when you feel that feeling of like love breaking through your chest? When you think of the things that you love, when you are feeling those love vibes, you can almost feel your heart inside your chest get bigger. So I thought it would be just so fun if we love bomb our listeners. We give them a whole bunch of love bomb-like exercises they can do. We see how high we could raise the vibe. And then everybody who has like their earbuds in or driving around listening to the podcast or on the treadmill is going to be like, I don't know what just happened to me, but the love I am feeling in my heart is expansive right now.
Expansive. And love is really the only game in town. It's the only thing that's ever really going on. And we love to come around and unconsciously create a lot of other problems to solve and things to do. But we are here to experience ourselves as love. And we know that when we do, everything just feels right. There's nothing that feels better than falling in love. There's nothing that feels better than being in love, than expressing love, than telling someone you love them, than declarations of love. And so if we know that, and we know that we can access that at any time, then use this podcast, save this podcast, keep this podcast. Anytime you need to remind yourself that the only game in town is love, you are made of love, you were made for love, then you can just pop this on and remind yourself who you really are.
A Course in Miracles says that only love is real. Everything else is illusion. And I just love going, when I have a thought that comes up that is not the thought of love, going, well, that's not even a real thought. It's just illusion thought that I'm putting in my head. And I
totally
have the most fun story of how I showed up to love myself today. Are you ready for this?
I want to hear everything.
Because it involves trampolines.
Of course it does.
Okay, Natalie, you've taken a lot of workout classes with me. And you know, like when it comes to things I'm good at, coordination, probably not my like top gift from the universe. There's a lot of things I can do great, but I'm not the most coordinated girl. And the funny thing about my life is I'm constantly having to be in different towns, different cities. So I'm constantly having to take different workout classes. Now I've learned something about me. If I take the same workout class for a long period of time, I can like get it in my body. I can go with the flow. But life being life, wanting to be tricky with me, is constantly taking me to new towns. So I'm constantly taking a different yoga class I've never taken before, a different circuit training class, a different, God forbid, ballet class I've never taken before.
And do you remember that phase we went through where I made you go to ballet with me every Monday?
And do you know what a great friend I am? I just went and I was like, I'm gonna do this.
Pleaing for Jesus.
Well, I've had this like fun that I've been listening to. I told you I had this incredible experience where I got really turned on by this audiobook, and I'm gonna say the title so that our listeners can know because I'm having a profound experience with it in my life. And the audiobook is by Pam Grout. Do you guys know Pam Grout? She did like E cubed and E squared, and she's amazing. And this book is called The Course in Miracles Experiment, A Starter Kit for Rewiring Your Mind. It's by Pam Grout. right? And so she takes A Course in Miracles and she makes it super fun and super sexy and silly and playful and understandable. And instead of using words like God, she calls him the dude or the divine buzz. And she says the statements over and over again in fun, playful ways. But she's really gotten me watching my thoughts in a different way. How am I talking to myself? How am I loving myself? And the prelim to the trampoline story is yesterday, I went to a yoga class. I went to a core power class in Studio City, and I'm there. You know, it's hot, the temperature's up, and I am just in my mind having the most interesting conversation back and forth in yoga class. And the conversation goes a little like this. Man, I am not flexible. I can't believe I've been taking yoga for 15 years and I am not flexible. I wonder, is this just what it's going to be like forever taking yoga? Like, so this is like, and then the conversation would go, Kristen, in yoga, like you kind of can't beat up on yourself and your body while you're in the class. Like, how do you encourage yourself? How do you talk nicer to yourself? Okay, I'll talk nicer to myself. Well, I guess I am strong. I can be. Like, so this whole thing's going back and forth. The entire class, I'm just watching like two sides of my mind. And as I leave, this beautiful girl, of course, it's like the most lovely, angelic, stunning girl who's leading the class. She stops me and she's like, I want to tell you, I think you have a really strong yoga practice. And tears start to well up in my eyes. And I was like, that means the world to me today. Sometimes I just feel like no matter how long I've done yoga, I'm just not any good at it. And she was like, no. She's like, everybody brings something different to their practice. And I love what you bring to your practice. And I had that one moment where I was like, I don't care if this woman is bullshitting me. This is the biggest gift life has ever given to me. It's just her grace and her kindness. So then I'm listening to Pam Grout as I'm driving around the valley, and Pam Grout saying, your only job is to have the best day possible. Your only job is to like really have a good time. And I thought about that poem that I had written up in Vancouver about my only job is how much fun can I have today? So I'm almost like, I've had this realization. I know my only job is to have a good time and see how much fun I can have in the moment. So here it is, Valentine's Day. I'm signing up for the trampoline workout. And I go. Now, first of all, getting on a trampoline is the most fun thing in the world. So immediately I get on it and I am smiling ear to ear. I have this bouncy ponytail on the top of my head, flip-flopping for Jesus. And I can't not stop smiling because it's so funny. But Nat, the teacher is like, all right, everybody, hop on the beat. I cannot get on the beat. You have to imagine everyone's hopping together.
In unison.
And I'm the opposite. And I'm dead center in the middle of the whole class. So as everyone goes up, I go down. As everyone goes down, I go all class. No matter how hard I try, I just can't do it. I'm hopping. So like I can hear the beat.
It's not going to help.
And then and I literally am cracking myself up. I'm laughing so hard. And as the class goes on, she tries different beats and different rhythms. And you have to like face different ways. And it's like two jumps to the left, two jumps to the right, one jump to the left, two jumps to the right, one jump to the left, like the whole class. And I just start cracking up because I'm like, I am not going to beat up on myself. I'm not going to tell myself I'm uncoordinated or I'm not good at this. I'm like, I'm going to just say, you're brave, Kristen. You're brave for trampolining. You're brave. You're doing so good. I'm so proud of you. And of course, at these times, I always think, I direct musical theater and I cannot get on the beat to save my life. I work with dancers every day. But it was really just a lesson in how much can I enjoy myself, even in my ridiculousness. So at the end of the class, the teacher comes up to me and she said, did you have fun? And I said, I had the most fun ever, and I'm really proud of myself for not falling off the trampoline. And she says, most people on their first class do. You did great. And I was like, I stayed on the trampoline. And it was like this big win for me. But what was really the win was like, can I just watch the way I talk to myself in the process?
Yes. Oh, I love that. That kind of reminds me. Do you remember when we were together in LA the last time and we found this little spinning class and they were doing like the 80s remix? And at one point the woman said, just do whatever you want on your bike. And I think she meant like you could add resistance or you could go faster. And you and I just started like breakdancing on our bikes. Yes. Like, we just wanted to dance so bad.
And then afterwards that girl was like, I wanted to start dancing with you guys. You look like you're having so much fun.
Well, I want you to know that you'll be very proud that I also had a wonderful workout this morning that is in alignment. It is not as great as the trampoline, but it is in alignment. I went to a Zumba class. Now,
brave.
You know that I love dancing and I'm not just saying this to be like matching of your story. Like I really am a bad dancer. And I remember once like a very good friend of mine took me to Bermuda and we were like at a club dancing and she's like, move your hips. I'm like, oh, I am. She's like, oh, like ice blocks in my hips, like shaking side to side, like a rusty snowman. I don't know. It's so bad. But I was in Zumba today and I decided I was just going to go for it. Like I was in a Beyonce video and I was in front and there was a fan, which the fan was really functional because it was supposed to be to keep the room cool. But I stood in front of the fan. So my hair was like in the wind.
Yes.
At one point I got so invested because I was like looking at my profile and I was like twerking my face off. I felt like I pulled a muscle in my back. And I was like, if I have to go to the doctor and tell him, I pulled a muscle in my back twerking to a Zumba class. I'm going to be so embarrassed. Like I'm almost 40 years old. I cannot be injuring myself because I think I'm Beyonce in my Zumba class. I felt like this like weird impingement in my back and you would think it would have slowed me down, but I was just like, well, the other side's fine.
That will twerk over here.
But it did bring me, my body some joy today to just move without having to be good at it. So much of my life is about being a perfectionist and getting it right and achieving that. I do think there's something about just doing things I know I can't do well and just doing them full out. I think there's some joy in it.
Well, man, I'm just all about like, can I ridiculously love and approve of myself as rebellion? Like, isn't there some sort of quote that says, in a society that causes you to constantly be critical of yourself, that self-love is the biggest rebellion? Mm. And it's interesting to just watch my mind on a daily basis and what kind of lover am I being to myself right now?
Mm.
What is my inner self talk doing? And so I wanted this to say, just to say it out loud, is like an invitation. Can we allow ourselves to get high and intoxicated on our own being?
Yeah, because that's always what we say we want in a partner. Yes. I want my romantic partner to be funny. I want my romantic partner to be spontaneous. I want them to be fun. I want them to make me laugh. I want them to romance me. I want them. And it's kind of like, well, then those are all the things that your inner being knows you are capable of and is dying for you to give to yourself.
Yes. You activate that now and you activate it for you. So, all right. First exercise.
I'm already so activated.
And you can play along wherever you are. Natalie.
Yes, Kristen.
Tell me 10 things about yourself that you think are just exciting and delicious and that you're so in love with.
Oh my gosh. I love my enthusiasm for dancing classes. I love my curiosity about life. I love how my brain can find links in everything. I love how deep and full and open-hearted I love, no matter how much my heart's been hurt. I'm just like all in every time, all the way, both feet in. I love how much I love the world and travel and everything around me. I love that I have this like childlike energy that just wants to like create and play. I love that Kristen Henge is my best friend and I have such good taste in human beings. I love that I have this wisdom, this like deep wisdom inside of myself. I love that since I was like a little kid, I have felt so spiritually connected and been willing to ask questions and go like all the way into like the deep stuff. And finally, man, I love that no matter how low I can go, because I can really go low, I always have hope and possibility inside my cells as the truth.
Oh, that was so good.
What a fun game.
Isn't this the most fun game ever?
Wow. So many things I love about myself. I didn't know.
I know. I'm saying it out loud. Do you feel, what does your body feel like right now after you've just said them all out loud?
It felt fun. It felt easier than I thought. And it just felt exciting.
Yeah.
And true. And I also kind of felt like, oh, and then there was like, there's lots of physical things I could have said. There's lots like, it certainly didn't feel like the well was running dry.
Right. It felt like you could keep going for 10 more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Do I get to ask you the same question?
Well, sure. We're on it.
Kristen Henge.
Yes.
What are the 10 most delicious, awesome, cool, rad things about you that you love?
Oh, well, one is I'm a creative genius.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing to me even to watch myself. I'm like kind of in awe of whatever it is that comes through me. Mm-hmm. Two, I have the best hair. It always looks great. Even when it doesn't look good, it still looks good.
So true.
I love that I love to say inappropriate things. I just love that about myself. I love that I love shock value.
Uh-huh.
I love that I am wildly flirtatious and it doesn't matter with who or where or what. I came to flirt with life and I'm really good at it.
Yes.
I love that I am adventurous to my core and spontaneous to my core. I love that I actually love life and I cannot wait to see what life is giving me next.
Mm-hmm.
I love my relationship with the divine. And as you were saying, like it's always been there. So since you were a little girl, I love that I know that spirit is really working everything out for the best. Mm-hmm. And I get to watch it unravel. I love my ass. It's just so round and cute. And every day it looks better. Even though yes. I'm 42, I think it's all moving in the right direction.
It seriously is. Every time I see you, it looks better.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm on 8 or 9, but let's just say I'm moving to 9. I love the sweetness inside of my heart, that there's something that is just profoundly, sweet and childlike that is always there, to meet me like a friend. And I love my witchiness, like my mystical witchiness that feels like life isn't, that life is movable.
Yeah.
Inside of my own playful alchemy.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, so good.
Isn't it a fun game to play?
It's a great game to play. And it's so interesting because as you were saying things, it was inspiring me to be like, oh, also this is great about Kristen. Oh, also I love this about Kristen. Like it's even great to be in the listening. It's an interesting thing where the ego wants to say that if someone is saying really super positive things about themselves, anyone who's in the witnessing of that is going to feel less than about themselves, or going to feel like that person's bragging or in their ego in any kind of way. But it's really just like saying and loving the truth out loud. And so it actually just makes you feel inspired and enlivened to want to get on board with the game too.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, okay, now we're going to trade. Now I'm going to say 10 things I love about you.
Oh my gosh. Now, I love this game.
It's so great. Now, if you're playing at home, wherever you are, on the subway or at the gym, wherever you are, I want you to do this with like a best friend. So out of nowhere and with no explanation, text a dear friend or spouse or whoever, just 10 things that you love about them. So you can just think of someone that you love and go, here are 10 things I just love about you. And you will get such a high off doing it. Okay, Natalie Roy, here are 10 things I love about you. You are so great at putting together an outfit. You always look like you stepped out of a magazine. And I'm like, how do you do it again and again? And I am your best friend, and I've rarely seen you wear the same thing twice. I am always in awe of your fashion sense.
Oh my gosh.
You spoke of your wisdom, and I just want to say it out loud, but your deep channel always leaves me in awe. Like, I constantly am picking my jaw up off the floor at things that you say. It never doesn't leave me in shock. Where you reach into the like abyss of yourself and you pull out these life-changing nuggets. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
You're very good at making things beautiful, like your home or a gorgeous cheese plate or your makeup. You're excellent at making things just look so pretty. You're very considerate without people knowing it all the time. Like, I know that you love to surprise people and delight people, and you go out of your way to be generous in unexpected ways. You're really great at empathizing with people, especially when they're going through a hard time. You're really good at going into the deep space of listening and feeling what it must be like to be in their shoes. You're incredible at planning events. You are. And even if that event is like, where should we go out to dinner? You're very great at planning it. You're also excellent at organization. I mean, you're just, you have that in you of like knowing where everything goes and how it should fit together. It's like you have a Rubik's Cube in your mind or a great Tetris game in your mind. And it's so exciting.
Isn't this fun? So fun.
We can do this all the day long. You're excellent at making up silly songs that make me laugh and that entertain me. You're also great at dancing spontaneously in the streets.
Yes.
You're really good at encouraging other people and seeing what their divine gifts and talents are and speaking to that. And I love the way that you are an advocate for community and for everyone being involved.
Mm.
I also think the way that you stand up, not only for yourself, I have learned so much about how to stand up for myself by watching you do it for yourself, but also just your strength, like the way that you have stood up for me when I didn't have the strength to do it. You have a fortitude inside of you and a knowing that makes you very fearless.
Thank you.
It's so fun, right?
And all those things are so true.
I know. So what
I receive.
What did it feel like when you were hearing those things?
Well, it's really interesting because it's like a really awesome thing to almost have reflected back to what your impact is. Because I think so much of the time we don't know, we're just going about our lives. And we get how it affects us, but we don't get who we're being on the planet has an impact on other people. And it's such a beautiful gift to hear back that just who I'm being without trying is creating all of that beautiful impact that I didn't even realize.
I'm adding on another bonus one. Another bonus one is when I introduce you to someone new who doesn't know you, them going, oh my God, she's amazing afterwards. I'm so excited when someone unwraps you and discovers what I know about you.
So good. Can I play now?
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I love your audacious, out there, ever-present sexuality. I think it is a gift to the planet, and it is real and primal and true, and you don't apologize for it. And I think women everywhere, if we just took like a page from the Hengi Love book of sexuality, the world would be a better place.
Oh, thank you.
You're very good at casting. Now, I say this both in terms of you being a director, that I have seen you casting, and you're phenomenal at it. But casting, like, for example, a vacation or a dinner party, like, you have the ability, you have a lot of people in your life, a lot of amazing, cool people, and you have the ability to put the right combinations of people together for the right moments and the right circumstance for absolute transformational healing and awesome fun times. I've never been someone who, like, you've put me into a circumstance with that it hasn't felt like the absolute perfect thing.
Thank you.
You're really good at doing your makeup in the car. Beyond anyone that I've ever seen, this is like a special skill on your resume. Like, I have learned so much. Like, you can apply eyeliner while driving safely. And it's a really incredible gift.
It's true. I love it. Our friend Scotty said to me, he's like, I actually think you prefer to do it in the car when the car is moving versus when you're like in your actual bathroom.
I think it's true. You have a charisma that is infectious, that is so vibrationally raising that I often don't know what to do with it other than be like, whatever that train is, I am getting on it. Like, and I see people be absolutely transformed in your presence because it is so infectious. I see that people can't help but go to the light because your light is so bright and it's so authentic. Like, I have seen you, I have been with you for literally months at a time, and it's not something that comes and goes. It is just like who you are. Like, your base level vibration is just a high one. It's admirable. You are a profound director. Profound. You direct in a way that is like a next coming, a next level of creative process. The way that you can hold space for every idea while having a direct line to how each idea is contributing to like a truth and making everyone feel seen and heard in the process, and how you handle conflict in a directing room while never making anyone feel wrong or shamed is a masterclass. It's really, and I've been directed by you as an actor, and I've also just gotten to watch you direct, and it's been profound every time. Also, your writing process is insanity. Like, I have gotten the gift of getting to sit and watch you work with me as a writer and other writers. And I'm like, how did she get that out of me? How did she know that was inside of me? How can she see a vision more clearly than me, the person who's been given the vision? And you really do. You really have this profound gift of like, birthing, like midwifing, pulling out of the body the vision in a way that feels like safe and loving and held and like the most beautiful water birth with no contractions. I'm like, how does she do it? How does she do it? your willingness to be silly lights my heart on fire. It is so fun to watch you try on clothes and strut around feeling yourself, loving how your leg looks with the little short skirt on. And I just tell Kristen, like, the less clothes you're wearing, the better. The tighter they are, the better. It's so fun. You're the most fun person in the planet to travel with. You are so good at following the charm. You are so good at being free and just saying like, where's the next thing that feels like, remember when we were in Spain and we're like, let's just see where the next beautiful thing is. And we just followed where the next beautiful thing was. And we always end up on the most amazing adventures because you're just so good at being in the moment without having to control or plan anything. It's so special. You always have sparkly, beautiful toe and fingernails. is never not adorned with glitter and sparkle and beautiful things. And even when you like have no makeup on and you're just plain, I feel like there's still sparkles everywhere. Like I just feel like there's always sparkles coming out of your pores. Somehow, some way. I kind of lost track of how many I did.
That was so good. not only do I feel complete, but like halfway in, I just started getting so emotional because it feels so good to feel seen.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I do have one more. What my one last one that I'll say is that you have an ability to, without any kind of spiritual bypass, with going fully into whatever the thing is here to teach you, you have an ability to go in, to investigate, to heal without being dragged into any kind of victim story. You have the ability to have really what we would label as bad things happen to you, life circumstance not ideal happen. And you have an ability to navigate through them without any kind of illusion or going over top of it, without making any kind of victim story, with just seeing the truth of the healing and moving on. And in that way, you just have this very direct, not wasting of time, not wasting of the time you've been given in this life. And that is something I really look up to.
Thank you so much. Oh, I love you profoundly.
It's so fun to give and receive love. How did it feel for you to receive that?
Oh man, it felt really profound. It felt deep and nurturing, and like I'm going to listen back to this podcast. But it felt I didn't expect for it to feel so emotional. It felt really, I just wanted to be like, you get me.
I get you.
And it's so interesting just in our relationships, how often we are like doing life, going through all the things we have to do for our life, our work, our things, da 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 da. But to sit and just to reflect to someone what you love about them, like what that does to the soul. Do any of us know what this does to the soul?
Right. You know, this is interesting. I always do this when I teach acting classes, is always after we've spent, you know, the full day together or the 3 weeks together or the 5 weeks together, whatever the time of the class is, always the very last exercise, and I leave a lot of time for it, is reflection. Mm. And it's an opportunity for us to reflect to each other. Here's what I see. That's beautiful. Here's what I see you working through. Here's what I see you having overcome. Or here's what I see that's so beautiful about your instrument. And for me, that is the most important part of the process. Like the class won't feel complete. And we, if we're not feeling seen and heard in our experience of who we are, then it's too easy for us to get stuck in the story that what we are doesn't matter and we're just invisible.
Whew. Yep, that's the truth.
When we matter so deeply and the impact is so much bigger than we can imagine.
Well, and also that we have this brain that loves to just rattle off to us all day long all the parts of us and our lives that like need fixing, yeah, or that aren't there yet, or, you know, it's like the mind. I was listening to Pam say this, like, when the heart is on overdrive or overworking, you can get into cardiac arrest.
Oh.
And when the cells are overfunctioning, cancer develops.
Oh.
But when the mind is overworking, you lose the inability to see how magnificent you are.
Mm.
Right? And that she was talking about how the Course in Miracles, when the divine looks on us, there is no problem. We're just working. There are actually no problems in our life. Here we are, and we're perfect, and we're beautiful, and we're geniuses. And so it's just really so interesting to me how we ourselves can lose sight of that. And like, that's the importance of community, just like in your acting class when everyone reflects back. Or I know, like in my retreat, the power is because of the community reflecting back, that we're like starving to know the truth of who we are. And it can be done through holding up the mirror to other people.
Yeah. And knowing that you're doing it all the time for people without knowing, or you could be, you know, like I was having some stuff come up today, and I made an appointment with my acupuncturist, and she said, oh, while we're talking and getting ready, there's going to be a delivery coming. And the guy who came in to deliver the Whole Foods or whatever it was like, how y'all doing? How are you? The biggest smile on his face. Let me get these bags for you. Da, da, da. And then as he's leaving, he's like, you ladies have a blessed day. And we're like, who was that angel that just showed up at the door? And that's just someone just delivering groceries. I mean, the impact we can have is so big. And I think in the hopelessness that we sometimes feel in the world of like, there's this problem and there's this going down and oh, like, you know, the environment, and da, 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 like, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much. We don't know how to fix it. We don't know what to do. It's like, you can just be light on the planet.
We can decide that we're light. Like another Course in Miracles, says you are the light of the world. So when we just allow that light in us to like click on, shine on, and then shine it on whatever crosses our path, like whoever gets in front of me today is going to get the light on them. Whoever gets in front of me today is going to get loved on them. And in the sneaky places too. And especially in the places where maybe our heart wants to contract or, close down, like how can we bring light even there?
You know what? I want to give some sneaky light right now.
Yeah.
Because do you know that we have a beloved podcast listener who loves our podcast and recently told me, I love your podcast so much. I love listening to you and Kristen. I'm like, every episode is so deep for me, so profound. And she was like, I want a sneaky shout out. And I was like, well, there's going to be an episode that I'm going to give you a sneaky shout out, but I'm not telling you when it's coming. So now we are going to give a little love bomb to our dear listener, Charlotte. Charlotte, we love you. Charlotte. And I believe Charlotte is in India right now doing a little soul retreat. And so we send love to Charlotte and her beautiful friend, Danny, who loves to listen to our podcast, and a secret love shout out.
Oh, I love a secret love shout out. All right. I have one last exercise to leave us with on our Love Bomb podcast. Ready?
I can't believe there's more.
It's like a very simple one.
It's dessert.
It is dessert. Okay. This is how you give dessert to yourself. What are five really fun things that would light you up to do that you could do in the next week, and extra points if they're frivolous?
Ooh, okay. I think it would be really fun to go try on something really beautiful. Like, yes. To try on like a beautiful gown or something silly that like I have nothing to wear it for. But I think it could be really fun to try on something really pretty. Or like,
and send me a picture.
Fancy diamond necklace or something fun. Fancy shoes, something really fun. I think it could be fun to like take myself out for like a beautiful glass of like rosé champagne and piece of cheese or something, you know, something that feels like decadent, but just like take myself on a little romance.
Yes.
I also think it could feel really fun and juicy to go and get like a fancy spa pedicure, like a fancy one where they like massage you and, you know, like give you all the fun things. I also feel like it could be really fun to like go give like a tree a hug.
Oh, yes, please.
Like to go find a beautiful tree and just hug on it and love it. And just like be that weird girl in Central Park who's like hugging a tree. I also think I need to have a little, I'm not sure which musical, if our audience would like to suggest musicals to me, I think that there's something required in me having an audacious, loud, belting sing song in my apartment.
Yes.
Not sure which musical theater song it is, but I think there's some sort of like crazy top of my lungs belting singing situation that wants to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so everything
if
I want.
If anyone has suggestions, please feel free to pop them on the Facebook page.
Yes.
And maybe I will take a video of my performance. I hope it's like Hamilton or something and I'm like trying to rap.
I really want you to try to rap Hamilton. The idea of that makes me so excited.
That might be the challenge.
But do you see, we can be our own love bomb.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me your five love bombs.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I've already made the appointment for this.
Okay, great.
I have a vision of a reverse balayage in my hair. So it's light up top and dark on the bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it and I'm so excited.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Two, I want to go try on some really like expensive shoes, really like over the top, ridiculous. They might be like thigh high boots. I will send
yes.
you pictures.
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm.
I think there wants to be dancing in like a scandalous outfit in my room, like some really like highly erotic, sexually charged dancing in a very inappropriate outfit.
Yes.
That feels like something that wants to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I want to see the sunrise this week in Los Angeles, somewhere beautiful out in nature. I want to go sit with like the best music in my ears and just watch the sunrise.
Beautiful.
And last, what would feel delicious? The first place I went, I was like, is there an exquisite piece of chocolate? Like not like normal chocolate, but do you know what I mean? Like what
Asian chocolate?
What if I went for the hunt of the best chocolate that I could find? And the hunt is part of it.
The hunt is part of it. Yeah.
The hunt is part of it.
We're going to find you the best chocolate in LA.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Or I'm going to meet you in LA and I'm going to find the best chocolate in New York and bring it to you.
Oh, or you meet me in LA and we can go look for it together.
I mean, that's romance.
Maybe we do our silly gown and shoe dress up together.
That's what we'll do. So podcast listeners, watch out. We have some things coming your way. We have some love bomb execution on the way.
And wherever you are, we hope that you are just feeling silliness and laughter and love and the permission just to be so in love with your life.
Yeah.
And bringing your creative spark to your life so that you enjoy that we get to be here at all.
There's a beautiful quote by Saint Therese that says, "Let us love, since our heart is made for nothing else." And Rumi, of course, says, "The world is in deep trouble, but it can be swiftly healed by the balm of love."
The balm of love.
The balm of love.
I know it was B-A-L-M, but I like the B-O.
Uh-huh. That's the one, the B-O-M-B. We love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us for this silly, romantic, hilarious Valentine's date. I hope Kristen on a trampoline and me twerking in a Zumba class brings you as much joy as it brings us. And if it doesn't, we got joy out of it anyway. And thank you so much for listening. Come to the Create Facebook page. Come check out our new offerings. Come join our mailing list. Come hang out with us. Kristen's got an amazing retreat coming up and you would be so silly to miss it because you could literally have a love bomb with you for 3 days straight. So why would you not do that in
yes.
early March?
Yeah, let me romance you March 6th to 8th. Hit me up if you want to know more details.
It's going to be good. And in the meantime, we love you.
We love you.
And we mean it. We love you.
Right where you are.
Thank you so much for listening. We love to feel like we have friends all over the world in you who are committed to doing their dream on the planet.
And if you liked this podcast and you want to find out more about what we're doing or who we are, our pop-up classes, our online classes, you can check all of that out at thecreateseries.com.
And if you want to be part of our Facebook community, you can go to the Create Community page. That's C.R.E.P.E.T.community.
And if you loved this podcast, why not share it with a friend?